Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of The Business Side. And we are with the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
A lot of things have been happening on Romney Road in the Chevy Chase area, and thought we would maybe spend some time talking about some new developments there.
Yeah, well, one of the developments people might have noticed is the construction zone on Duke Road, just down from the post office, where a new development called Chevy Chase Gardens is going in. We covered the latest on that project as part of a feature in the November issue of Business Lexington on assisted living facilities. And what we found is that Lexington is continuing in a nationwide trend where many seniors they desire to age in their own communities and enjoy the amenities and the spaces and the lifestyle and the friends that they've become accustomed to, and also that many people are moving into these communities at a younger age. And I think developer Solly Vanmeter is well aware of this trend as well. He's the developer on Chevy Chase Gardens and expected to open it up for residents sometime later this spring. 24-unit senior living complex, one-bedroom units designed to be functional.
And very much in an already established residential neighborhood.
Exactly. It's really a neighborhood-based approach for people who may have been living in Chevy Chase for years and don't want to leave as their needs change. For example, they plan to include a back gate, so residents can go have their breakfast at the Wheeler's lunch counter if they'd like, or over to Suggins or the Tulip, or whatever's going to go into the old Romney Road Kroger space. I know we're all waiting to see what's going to happen there, as well as dining service within Chevy Chase Gardens, serving three meals a day. And they've even partnered with the local concierge medical practice of Dr. Ryan and Katie Brown, the downtown Doctors Brown, so they can come in and provide tailored medical visits and make house calls and everything right there where they live.
And speaking of that neighborhood, there's a new Bank of the Bluegrass that's opened up there.
Yeah, Bank of the Bluegrass recently opened its newest branch in Lexington on Romney. That's where the old Chase Bank had its former branch. And so this will be the third location in Lexington for Bank of the Bluegrass. They started, they're independently owned and operated since 1972. Their first branch was on East High Street, followed by a branch on Southland Drive, and now the third on Romney.
Now, speaking of Southland now, there's a number of businesses that have cropped up there just recently as well.
Yeah, Southland continues to develop, that's for sure. The latest of which that I know a lot of people are excited about is Southland Bagel. And they opened up their brick-and-mortar location within the past month or so. What's interesting about them is that they chose the name Southland Bagel before they had a location. So that really worked out well for them.
Lucky, one might say.
Yeah, I think it was always part of the plan, and that the partners, Sam Williamson, Tom Johnson, and Tim Schauscher, they had all met by working in the kitchen at Bronte Bistro at Joseph Beth, and had been talking about a food concept and landed on bagels, and they actually developed their concept in the incubator kitchen at Lexington Pasta Garage, and really made a name for themselves at selling bagels at the Lexington Farmers Market. And I know that they had an eye on a location, and Southland Drive being their first choice. They're at 428 Southland. And kind of bringing it full circle, to put a bagel pun in there, if you will, they also plan to create space in their kitchen that they can lease out to budding culinary entrepreneurs and kind of pay it forward to help them develop their concepts.
So a hole has developed, and they're going to fill it.
That's right.
What about the Bluegrass Youth Ballet? Now, they've also set up on Southland Drive.
Yeah, also. They've just moved into a new studio, much larger space than they had than their three-studio location on Mercer Road. They're in the former Hancock Fabric Building at 442 Southland. And folks may know the ballet company. It was started in 2003 by Adelie Aranda, and I apologize if I get her name wrong. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce that, but she's a professional dancer originally from Mexico and wanted to bring her mission to Kentucky and to Lexington. And she has grown her studio from 45 students to nearly 300 and just really needed a whole lot more space. So they're in a 13,000 square foot building now, four studios, plan to build out another one, a kitchen, offices, storage. So they are well positioned to continue to grow and train young dancers, including some adults. They have adult programs and to put on programming for the Lexington community.
So that's just a smattering of some of the new businesses that have opened up and in some established neighborhoods. Our guest today on the business side has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thank you very much, Alan.